Hello and welcome to the Erin Patterson podcast. My name is Lisa Tate and thank you so much for joining me today. So, have you come across the mushroom tragedy and wanted to know more? Well, this is the place. I'm a journalist with an insider story about a case that has fascinated the world. The tale of a fatal family lunch of beef Wellington with mushrooms. So I've been recording true crime podcasts since 2019. Plus, I worked as a journalist on and off basically since I was 15. Now, my Jeffrey Epstein, The Prince and the Pervert podcast attained more than 2 million downloads. And I also recently covered the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. I also report on the Tom Girardi super lawyer fraud case out of America. So that's all about me. And yes, I do know Ms. Patterson from a Facebook true crime group. From 2018 to 2020, we were discussing the case of convicted baby murderer Kelly Lane. Most of us first met in an ABC television group set up for a documentary about this murder. And then we migrated over to our own Facebook group where we could talk about the case with like-minded people. Lane was convicted in 2010 of killing her newborn baby daughter, Tegan. It's a story of hidden pregnancies, infanticide, and secrets in a wealthy community in Sydney. You might have also read about our Facebook group in the media. You may not have as well. Now it's time for me to tell you as much as I can because the case is before the courts. And please note, none of the following comments here pertain to Miss Patterson, who has the presumption of innocence and the right to a fair trial. However, a few people from my Kelly Lane days aren't very happy about me and my podcast. Now, here's my opinion. At the end of the day, this story was going to be reported regardless of anything I did. So onlookers, please remember that none of this is about you or me because it's an extremely serious matter. Three very loved people have died and Ms. Patterson's freedom is at stake. There are strict laws in Australia governing the reporting of matters before the court and I do not want to be in contempt. But my detractors need to know that I would never go into your job and tell you what to do. Plus, I'm certain you're not emailing the Herald Sun trying to stop its podcast. Because of the legal process underway in Australia, I will be reporting and sometimes have an actor voicing official information. I will be here for you every step of the case, attending court, making episodes and providing documents for you. Today I have an update of the latest news about Ms. Patterson. So we have the details of that coming up.
There is a new development in the mushroom lunch tragedy following concerns accused killer Erin Patterson may be at risk in jail. Ms. Patterson, aged 49, from Leongatha, Victoria, has been moved into isolation. There's reports that the mum of two has been moved into a protected unit away from other inmates because of the risk to her own safety. Sources are telling News Corp her alleged crimes make her a high-profile target inside the prison. Miss Patterson is, of course, charged with those three counts of murder and five of attempted murder. These charges relate to the lunch that she hosted in late July, where three people died and one fell critically ill because of suspected mushroom poisoning. We are not suggesting Miss Patterson deliberately poisoned her relatives. Moreover, she's been held in the Dame Phyllis Frost Centre since November, when she was charged. And we now understand that she's been detained in a self-contained unit for her safety. According to 7 News, she might now have access to her own kitchen, to cook meals, and even access activities. In another update, the police brief that has been prepared over the last 20 weeks is in its final stages and will be served on Monday. Earlier this month, Australian Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw told Senate Estimates the following. We also regularly provide our unique capabilities to state and territory police. In November last year, the AFP provided its technology detector dogs to assist our hardworking colleagues at Victoria Police while executing a search warrant relating to individuals who had ingested death cap mushrooms. Technology Detector Dog Georgia found one USB, a micro-secure digital card, and a SIM card. Technology Detector Dog Alma found a mobile phone, 5 iPads, a trail camera, a secure digital card, and a smartwatch. These were not found during the initial searches undertaken by officers.
I also have the heart-wrenching statement from the survivor, Ian Wilkinson, when he returned to work after his recent loss.
This is an excerpt of Ian Wilkinson's sermon from February. It's based on a news.com.au report. Mr. Wilkinson returned to the Corumbara Baptist Church for the first time since the alleged poisoning more than 6 months ago, saying it had been a big week full of milestones for him. At the start of the week, it was 6 months since Heather and Gail and Don went to be with the Lord, he told the congregation. Friday was my birthday, and yesterday was our 45th wedding anniversary. So it's been a pretty big week, but I am grateful for all that God has done through me. Let me encourage you to keep on going, Mr. Wilkinson said. The way is sometimes hard, but God is good. He is with us. He promised never to leave or forsake us, and I can say that is true.
As I said, I'm using actors here, but thank you so much for joining me today. You can have a look at my website. It's erinpatterson.com.au. Plus, I'm on Instagram at erin_pod. Plus, you can find me on Facebook. Just search the podcast, the Erin Patterson Podcast. I also will put links in the show notes to those social media accounts. Plus, you can ask me a question through my website. And if you were feeling like rewarding me for this podcast, I have a Buy Me a Coffee membership, which allows you to pay $5 and I get a coffee. And I would love that because this is going to be a long and involved process. But we need to remember at the heart of this, 3 people have died and 1 person was fighting for his life. So we need to keep that in mind. But I'm recording now on Sunday in Australia. Tomorrow will be interesting and we may get to see some of the police brief.
Thank you so much for listening today. Follow the Erin Patterson Podcast on Apple, Spotify and all other platforms. Plus, go to the link in the show notes to sign up to our email list. That way you will always know when there's a new episode.